Amen. This morning I've titled my message, "It's Time to Recover Because Your Hair Will Grow Again." I said the title of my message that it is time to recover. Why? Because your hair will grow again. Tell to the person next to you, your hair will grow again. It doesn't matter how sakura you are, your hair will grow again. And when your hair grows again, the recovery power shall be more than all that you have achieved in your life. That's how God works. Clap your hands and celebrate Jesus. I want to read the book of Judges 16. I want to read from verses 17 to 30. The book of Judges 16. And I want to read from 17 to 30. It's one of the most popular stories that you have heard, but I want to use this storyline to build up a message that I believe that will liberate your mindset about a few issues. Amen. So before I read the text, you also know that Samson that was born had few challenges. Even though he was a prophetic child, it's a typology of Christ in power for redemption. And he had a few encounters with one or two people, and they have to find out why he was so strong and powerful. In the process of finding, Delilah came across the line, and I want to read from verse 17 that I know that even since your Sunday school days, you have read it before, that he told her all his heart and said unto her, "There hath not come any razor upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man." And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, "Come up this once, for he hath showed me all his heart." Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand. What a shock. And she made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man, and she accused him. She caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. Sound, can you take off my echo a little? And she said, "The Philistines be upon thee, Samson." And he awoke out from his sleep and said, "I will go out as the other times before and shake myself." And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. Verse 21. When the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison house, howbeit the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. Then the lords of the Philistines gathered them together for to offer a great sacrifice unto Dagon, their god, and to rejoice. For they said, "Our God has delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hand." And when the people saw him, they praised their God, for they said, our God has delivered into our hands our enemy and the destroyer of our country, which slew many of us. And it came to pass, when their hearts were merry, that they said, call for Samson, that he may make us sport. And they called for Samson out of the prison house, and he made them sport. And they set him between the pillars. And Samson said unto the lad that held him by the hand, suffer me that I may feel the pillars whereupon the house standeth, that I may lean on them. Verse 27. Now the house was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there. And there were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women that beheld while Samson made sport. That word means entertain them. And Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once. O God, that I may at once avenge of the Philistines for my two eyes. And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars upon which the house stood, and on which it was borne up, of the one with his right hand, and of the other with his left. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the lords, upon all the people that were therein, so the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. The people that died with him at the Colosseum were more than the people that he had killed in his entire life. This is called the power of restoration. Oh, am I here? It means you have to recover. And your recovery, you will overcome, overtake, conquer, stand up, rise up, and hold on to your destiny, and your achievement will be more than how you started. Oh, am I talking to somebody? And I'm here this morning to announce to you, on this Easter Sunday, it is time to recover. Oh, somebody didn't hear me. It is time that you have to recover. And you have so many things that you have to recover from, because you are not broken into the hands of man. Let me say this to you. If the devil breaks you, you don't fall into the hands of man. You fall into the hands of God. And God will pick you up and fix you. Oh, am I here? And if God decides to fix you, your end will be better than your beginning. I say your end will be better than... You have no idea what people go through as Christians. Yeah, you have no idea. The lust of husbands, the lust of wives, the bend down of your shops, and the armed robberies, and the monies that you have invested that have gone to losses, and all this haircut that are going on all over the country. Now the haircuts have become Sakura for us. But guess what? In all this, if you are broken, you are not broken into the hands of a man. As a believer, you are broken into the hands of God. And my God that I know will fix you. And get ready to be fixed. It is not over yet. And let me say this to you. Nothing can be over with you except for one thing. If you have decided that it is over with you. Yeah. If you have decided that it is over with you, that is where it is over. But as long as you are in God, it is not over with you. It doesn't really matter how people will describe the situation. It doesn't really matter how people see it and want to make judgment out of it. Once God is on the throne and Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father, it is not over with you, and it will never be over with you, because God will fix you. Oh, am I talking here? And you know that there is nothing that happens to you that is a shock to God. Even before it started, God knew about it. Am I preaching here?
Yeah, you're preaching good.
There's nothing that is going on with you that is a surprise to God. He saw it and he backed back and still picked you up. So you are not a surprise to God, because the God that we serve, my people, will fix it. You know, Samson was born because the parents couldn't have a baby. An angel visited him, if you have read the story before, and put up a young son to the womb of a woman. And an angel visited her and said, "Well, what we have put inside of you is not an ordinary child." So these are the instructions. Don't eat any vine. Don't drink alcohol. The child that will be born, don't even give him wine. Don't drink any deadly, any poisonous or spirit. Don't give him certain food, because the child will be separated unto us, and we will particularly monitor the growth of the baby. In fact, don't even barber his hair. No haircuts. It doesn't matter what the government says. So am I preaching here? So the angel was very specific about the birth of Samson, because Samson was on assignment, just like you are also on assignment. You were not born to occupy space. God thought about you even before you became a clot of blood in your mother's womb and gave birth to you and put an assignment on you. Tell the person next to you, you are not an ordinary child. Say, "Pastor, preach." And the child was born, grew up. And as the child was growing, the hair became like dreadlocks, parted into seven parts upon his head. And the child was growing steadily, but tough and powerful. The more he grows, the more longer the hair was. Because they were not combing the hair, cutting the hair, they became so much of a dreadlocks and parted itself. Isaiah prophesied the coming of the Messiah that will carry the seven horns for the kingdom of God. And the Spirit of the Lord, which is the seventh Spirit of God, dwell upon Samson. Every dreadlock carries the Spirit of God. It was not an ordinary hair. You'll Google and find out the meaning of the the meaning of the seven dreadlocks on Samson's hair. They were the seven spirits of God. So the boy was not an ordinary boy. He's a Nazarite, separated, set aside for heavily special assignments. Oh, say, Pastor, preach. And he grew up nicely. First of all, he took a wife from the Philistines, which is some way, but what can we do? He was growing very steadily, very strong. At a point in time, he went to spend the night with a harlot. Something was some way, pal. Even though he was a Nazarite, he was quite a little stubborn. But guess what? God was with him. Don't be quick to judge a man out of his mistakes. But you never know where the man is going. Christians, we are quick to judge and condemn and bring judgment to people who have erred the faith. Sometimes erring the faith is part of the assignment. It's all parts. Tell the person, "Ntinyabu trema me why? Me o baby come." I'm serious. He went and married from the Philistines, the people that he was supposed to condemn and bring the people out of Israel in bondage, because they had been banished onto the Philistines for 40 years. And God found it that it is time for them to come out of bondage. They couldn't find anybody. They created Samson in the womb of a woman, came out carrying the seven spirits of God upon his head, and the guy was strong. When he went to Gaza, they lay ambushment for him to arrest him and kill him. Samson rose up in the middle of the night and removed the gates of Gaza and carried it upon his shoulder and climbed on a hill. One man, if you know the gate to a city, Enyagro, the gate of a city is not your gate. Even your gate, you can't carry it. And when he carried the gates of Gaza city, he climbed and healed. The guy was strong. And then went and took another woman called Delilah. The mistakes in the dorsum, but his hair was growing. The strength was there. Oh, say, Pastor, preach. And then he performed many unusual things, like he would pick up the jawbone of an ass and kill 1,000 people. Francis, who kills 1,000 army? One man, are you a machine? That's how powerful he was. He killed 1,000 people. He would tie the tail of about 300 foxes, set them on fire, and destroy a whole field. The man does unusual things. Why? Because he was an unusual boy and very handsome too. Yeah. Had dreadlocks upon his head. What should we say? No, some what should we say? Then the Philistines say that this man is too powerful. We can't confront him. So entice him and let him tell you the secret of his strength, because it's almost like a machine. Can't handle him. And Samson was like, "Oh, tie me with this cord and I'll be powerless. Oh, do this and that." And the Lala said, "Hey, I'll be with you all these nights and days. Oh, dad, me, can you credit me?" On and on. The Bible says she did that for many days. Yeah. Be careful when you are being pursued. And then one night, Samson gave her the secret of his strength, that if you will shave my hair, I'll be as like nothing. But this one, she felt that it was the truth. And the Bible says, and Samson put his head on her lap. For you have to be careful where you put your head. say, Pastor, preach. It's Palm Sunday, so Hosanna, 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 Hosanna. And then Delilah said, Samson, Samson, the Philistines are around. When he rose up, he realized that all he said is gone. The amazing part of it is that his hair has never been cut before. They were long, strong, and dreadlocks. How come they were shaving his hair and he didn't rise up? I don't get it. How fast can you be asleep? A mighty man of valor. Then this lap is a very powerful lap. Because this hair have never been shaved before. They were the dreadlocks of Samson. Very long and thick. How come they were shaving these dreadlocks and you didn't feel it? Why? What did they use to shave his hair? Is it a blade or a razor or a knife or a cutter? What did they use? I have some shaving machines that I brought from abroad. Once in a while, the barber comes to shave with them. I have all kinds of. When they are shaving my head, this is my Sakura head. I feel it. Even the vibration of the shaver. So what did they use? How fast were you asleep? Hello, Matt. Doesn't it make sense to you? Where was your head lying on? And how fast were you asleep? And what kind of machine did they use to look? There are people who put their phone on vibrate. Even when the phone vibrates in the middle of the night, you hear it. But they are shaving off your dreadlocks. It means it's thick. It means it has intertwined by itself. I'm mixing. Uh-huh. So the foundation of the hair is not cheap. In the area, one thing. Say, Pastor, preach. It's easy to read that and Samson's hair was shaved. But is it as easy as we read it? They shaved the hair. Rasta. Dreadlocks, and above all, too, those are the seven strong spirits of God. And it was shaved off when he rose up and flexed his muscles. He said that he didn't even know that the Lord has left him. When they cut off his head, God also left him. Was broken, but was not broken unto man. That is one thing you must never forget. Because you have given your life to Christ, you are never broken on man. Because if you are broken on man, he will break you the more into pieces. Sawaba. He will break you the more and spread your information everywhere. That is what man will do. But thank God. When we are broken, we are broken into the Lord. He will pick up the pieces and fix us back again. And when God decides to fix you, you will be fixed. He will fix you so well that your enemies will be surprised. That is that you? Auntie Adjoa, are you the same woman? That's how God. That is what I'm saying. That never give up on yourself. No matter how worse the situation is, there is hope in God. Otherwise, all this our giving our life to Christ and going up and down. What is this for? What is this for? Because no matter what we do, challenges are coming. Losing our loved ones, losing our son, Shops are burning. Monies are being lost. Situations are coming up. We are Christians, but our wives die sometimes. Our husband dies. I know a couple in this church. The lady went to give birth to a baby. The woman died. The child died. Such a man, you are broken. You lose your wife, you lose the child. How can you recover? A 2-year-old marriage. But I'm telling you, you can recover. On this Easter Sunday, I come to tell you that you will recover. They put something. Pastor Charles, they put something in prison. They shaved his hair. And they gave him grains to grind. They gave him work. You know, when you are broken, you don't even have the joy to do anything because you are so depressed. But I thank God for something. He rose up and continued to work. My sister, go back to work. And in that era, his hair was growing. That is where the Philistines didn't get. I don't know whether the person that shaved his hair resigned from the army or Delilah vanished from the system, but nobody told them that his hair that is growing, no, that is his strength. They missed that part. And it was grinding. It was grinding. And remember his heydays where you could just slew armies, move to places, but in the midst of his remembrance, he was still working, grinding. And every single day, look, I shave every day. I shave every day. I don't remember a day that I'll step out of my house and I will not shave. Because every day, a piece of hair grows on my chin. When I get up and maybe by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I don't shave. I feel uncomfortable. Say, it's rot shroming. It's rot shroming. I feel that I haven't shaved. It's not smooth. Becomes itchy. Then I'll go to the washroom, have my bath. No, first of all, I'll put foam here, become white, shave. Some of you don't shave. We thank God for your life. Some of you don't even have hair growing on your chin. Francis, do you shave every day? You don't shave every day. You are blessed, though. Maybe if I leave my chin for 1 week, oh, you won't even recognize where I'm standing. 1 month, then you shave. Oh, you are a blessed man. So whilst he was working, his hair was growing. And they missed it. That's how come the devil will miss it for you. That's how come your sisters will miss it. That's how your brothers, in fact, your ex-husband, he will miss it. Your sisters who are laughing at it, they will miss it. Because when they are seeing that you have been to relationship now, another one to be the same, they have missed this one because your hair is growing again. They miss it. And their missing was divinely intervened. It was divinely orchestrated. And the hair of Samson was growing and longer and longer. And then the Bible said, a day of celebration. And all the warlords and the magistrates and all who matters in Philistines gathered in the Colosseum for celebration to exalt Dagon, who have brought Samson into their fold, to their camp. Day of celebration. And by that time, Samson's hair have grown, and the 7 spirits of God settled on the hair. Let me tell you something. Don't never forget this. What God has said about you, he will never change his mind. Yeah. He will never change his mind. Anything that God has said about you, Pastor Mike, he will never change his mind. He has said that Samson was a deliverer. He's missed it. Broken. Everybody seems to be like, the Bible said, and they plug off his eyes that he may not see his enemies and fight them. How will he see the enemy? So they have darkened his vision to discourage him. It is enough to sit. You know, people can sit, give up on themselves and die. Have you seen people like that? They give up on themselves and then they die. Say, I'm finished. I don't want to do anything again. If mistakenly you remove a fetus out of your system and now you're thinking about it, my sister, recover. It's a mistake. Recover. If you enter into a relationship for so many years and he decide for another, recover. That is my message for you on this Easter Sunday. Recover from all these things because your hair is already grown. It is not as it used to be before. So recover from all this sorrowful attitude. You lost an investment. Recover. Do you know why you have to recover? Because you are a Christian. Do you know why? Because there's a prophetic mandate upon you. A donkey tied to a tree. Not knowing in Zechariah chapter 9 verse 9, there was a prophecy on the life of a donkey. The donkey is not created in the image of God. But there's a prophetic mandate. Donkey. A donkey has a prophetic word. How? And me, Reverend Saratakuma Kofi Mensah, me, I have a prophetic word. You can put me down today. You can sideline me, but my hair is growing. Don't come to church, sit, and all you do is to play back your mistakes. Every time you sit in church, saying, can you? I say me young cam. Because I see coming my worry crack and you say I won't my best three. Every Sunday you have to remember that sentence. Every Sunday you have to remember that sentence. What is wrong with you? Your hair is already grown. Recover from that decision and move on with your life. Oh, am I preaching here or tell the person next to you, your hair will grow again. No matter how sakura it is, it will grow again. Do you know why I like you very much? I like you for one thing, before God and man. That many years ago, you lost your wife. 11 years ago, your wife died. You and your wife, you had 3 kids. Your wife died. See how you have recovered? Last week, you preach the church standing. It shows the power of recovery. That's how it is. Everybody can recover. Pastor Mike, what are we waiting for? What are you waiting for? Sharing your sorrow to your friend, and every Sunday, every Monday is sorrow. You will recover. A mistake is a mistake. Your sins and your iniquities, I remember them no more. I don't see why you are in church for 15, 18 years and a 6-month-old church member knows what happened 18 years ago. Why? Why? She just came. Why are we telling her all that happened 18 years ago? Is it necessary? Everybody has something hidden somewhere. Show me a perfect Christian in this building. Show me a perfect Christian sitting by you. You've missed it. Remember, Kaimi, yeah. If you say, me, you know, a self, my hair is gone again. I am heading somewhere. I have a brand new life. Don't call me to remind me. Am I talking? You have no business. Look, husband, you have no business. The wife had the privilege to tell you her past. During this courtship, why come out? I'm sure you might have said one or two things about your past to him. What's your name again? Kwesi Kwati. You might have said one or two things to him. I'm not the prophet of doom, but that is it. And kwano chinini. If you are 1 year in 10, nkrumano, and yes, climb me, I bbb, so home to do, banchina ambe. There will be one or two mistakes. If you join the course, you cry, there's fights. And so, in bad times, why are you telling me the things I told you in my past life? I don't know. Why are you rubbing it on my face? You were privileged to hear my issues about my past. The people I dated, those who dumped me, a few things that happened. I happened to be this and that and that. I told you because I loved you. And now to call no, who did chime so? Hey, call me ya. Man, call me ya. Man, who you fit? Hey, Pastor Keto, you have recovered, though. Today, there you are. All people are leading to you. The most popular person is here. We the founders of the ministry. They don't even know us anymore. Myself and Pastor Steve will come on this compound, and the whole halls are filled with activities. Steve will ask me, what's going on here? I said, I don't know. Then I said, what about you know? I said, I don't know. But what's happening here? You see Keto in clerical color. Move your pattern. Just say, wasro, my bad. Wedding waha, engagement waha, the woman abba. His hair has grown again. That's how you recover. That's how you recover. Say, Pastor, preach. Grinding. And you see, go back and work. Be busy with yourself. Yeah. So what for? Put on weight again. Why can't you do that? Lose weight, you know? Because there are some people, when they enter into depression, they put on. Oh, yeah, I can see do. Now, if you're not in a way, I can see depression, oh, depression. Now, why are you slim, cute, now, and why are you gay, say, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? So are you saying that these 7 years that your husband left you, all you do is to think about him? To think about him. It means you have not recovered. And why do you come to church for? Why are you in church for? Please. You are the reason why I'm preaching. Get out from that chair and recover quickly. It doesn't matter how many people have come into your life. Recover! Go for that boy and bring that boy home. You've given birth to a boy out of wedlock. Don't sideline the boy. Bring the boy home. And recover from that thing. People don't know that. That is why we have church. So we can hear the word of God and recover. That our faces shall be put on spa. That we shall sing songs and worship. Recover. And then whilst they gathered at the Colosseum, the place was full with people. But they didn't know that his hair have grown again, because they forgot to shave their hair. Delilah has collected the money and far gone, because she has the secret of Samson's life. Only her. In fact, she didn't cry, whatever it is. Aira cannot be found. And when they were bringing Samson, the Bible said they brought him for sport. It means, let's make fun of him. See, sometimes when people miss it and then they appear in church and then they said, oh, I'm sorry, let me catch you. No, oh no, but no. Who cares? I should not be catch you. No, say you're pamon who fear na. What's the sound in banu? Oh no, but nobody would listen. Obun say nani so kita kola no. No, altar so ha no be. Or the altar no fit dia grow. So you ja no, ya bobo no say ja no. She's bringing the child to altar because she has recovered. Francis, she has recovered. She brings the boy to the altar. She's divorced, but her hair has grown again. She's working at the salon. She's rented a place. So my sister, praise her small. Praise her small. Congratulate her. Say something nice about her because she has recovered. Don't come and say that. What's that come? Majwa. I said, who say? Why if a pa? I said, what to me fine? Hey, now Beman. Do you have to ask? There's no need for you to ask. Auntie Aja, no. Ekosi say. Is it necessary? And Namunya Bibidi Anna. They pity you. They treat you like a leech. They behave as if you have leprosy. And you haven't finished your camp. Is it necessary? Preach the word to her. Tell her that, hey, why you fit? Onyame dia mawo esiwuye. Oh, ebeye me siwuye. No. Say something encouraging. Don't remind me of my past. What is wrong with the church? What is wrong with the church? We don't encourage each other.
No.
I am concern, sorry. We are meeting and gossiping about people's issues. Because if you blah 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 blah, if a new one, we are a kwasi apa. Who are you? Man, can say why? And then one person will join, another person will come and join, and then the third person will come and join. It's a man from Mukruz. Then I'm here, Mudiamu come and say, is it necessary? But she
The more you talk about those people, the more their hair is growing.
And I've come to encourage you. Move on with your life. Move on with your life. Keep doing what I... Keep working. When they brought Samson to the Colosseum, then the Bible says, and they laughed to scorn. So they say, and Samson couldn't see his way out because his eyes have been plugged out. And I said, then he will hit his head, his leg on something, and then they will push him back. And then, see, but his hair has grown. Then he spoke to the lad, lead me to the strong pillars of the entire building. In verse 28, then he prayed a prayer. That should be your prayer from today. Judges 16, verse 28. Lord, remember me this once. And they put him by the pillars of the building. They were laughing. And he pushed one on the left. And he pushed one on the right. And that which was holding the foundation of the place collapsed. And the people that died, they were more than all the people he has killed in his life. It means your achievements, the things you recover to, will be more. I see you moving from Agbajena to Trasako. I see you moving from Enante Nante into your Mercedes. I see you recovering to a job. Something can shift. You have invested wrongly. The company, the people didn't come. Recover. Whatever it is, recover. I'm here to tell you, recover, because your hair is growing again. And his hair has grown. And the seven spirits of the Lord rested upon the hair. And he collapsed the entire Colosseum. And they all died, fulfilling his assignment to redeem the people from the Philistines. God bless you. I love you all.